Welcome to another episode of the Live Your Full Potential podcast. Today, I don't have a special guest with me. I have myself, and I'm just going to be sharing what has been going on this year. We are exactly halfway through 2023. So let me ask you a question. Are you better off than you were 6 months ago? Or are you better off than you were this time last year, going out of June into July? I love reflecting. I always reflect at the end of every year and the beginning of every year. And also, I've just started recently over the last few years doing a reality check-in halfway through the year. And I thought I would share a bit of my reflections and a bit about where I'm at and where we are as a business and what we're doing, our mission, et cetera. So like I shared before, we're halfway through the year. And before I go into sharing where we're at and what we're doing with our clients and our students and a bit about what's been going on with me personally, I thought I'd just share one piece of content, so to speak, and that is how three ways in which the word help can bring value to your life, can even change your life, can bring benefits to your life. And those three ways came to me on reflection whilst out on an evening walk with my dogs. And I thought, let me share this as a piece of content. And then I thought, you know what? I'll open the podcast episode sharing this because it's going to reach more people on the podcast. So the first way in which help can add to your life immediately, like you don't have to wait in the future. It can help you. It can change your life immediately. And that's to wake up in the morning and make your primary question every day, how can I help someone today? And that can be your family. It can be a friend or someone in your family, a friend. It can be a colleague, a team member. It can be someone on the street. It can be contributing towards an organization or a nonprofit. It can be put something on social media, post something, write something, say something, record something and share it. Write a blog. There's so many ways in which you can help people. But when you make the primary question in your life and every day of your life, how can I help? How can I serve? How can I make a difference? It's very easy to feel full. Because when you are focused on the service of others, on making an impact in other people's lives, it's very difficult to focus on your own shit at the same time. And that could be stress, that could be overwhelm, it could be challenges spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. It could be growth pains or growing pains. There's so many things that we're always going through in life. But when we live in that story, rather than just accept, look, this is what it is, I had to deal with it, so let me try and make it better than it is. If you don't do that and you stay in the story, it can bring suffering into your life. Let's say, for example, last year I went through a divorce, right? Not a bad thing to say about my ex. She's an amazing person. We just drifted apart, we grew into different people. But if I kept thinking about, oh, I'm divorced, I'm in my 40s, da, 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 and I could just keep telling story after story that keeps lowering my energy and my certainty and my vibration, my energy, my frequency, it wouldn't make me feel any better. So what I did in 2022 was I looked to be of service to someone every single day through kindness, through compassion, through even online, sharing messages about compassion, videos about veganism, sharing something to hopefully help someone, whether an animal or a human being. So that's the first way in which the word help or helping someone. Sorry, that's the first way in which help can add to your life, change your life immediately. Wake up every day. In short, if you're going through a tough time, if you find yourself focused on your challenges too much, right? You need to still go through your challenges. You need to still conquer the demons, whether inner or the outer demons currently in your life. But to focus on them all the time doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't fill you up. It doesn't give you the energy and the certainty and the passion that you need to say, you know what? Come on, I can do this or we can do this. So to fill yourself up, focus on how can I help someone else today? And also it brings other things like gratitude and appreciation into your life. You know, when you, let's say, for example, when you're going through any challenge and you just find someone that really, really needs help on the street, and clearly, right, you observing them, you realize that they have way less than you. It changes the way you feel about your challenges, right? That's the power of perspective and perception. And projection, right? What are you projecting into the world? Change what you project. Rather than this is happening to me, change this is happening for me. Because, wow, I still get to help someone today. So that's the first way. The second way in which help can change your life is to ask for help. I have got to where I am today in my life, spiritually, in business, fitness-wise, the opportunities that I've had come into my life, the people that I've had come into my life, the creations, the books, the programs, the courses, standing on stages, or those opportunities to stand on stages. A lot of them have come not from me sitting and waiting or namasteing like, oh, you know, I just hope something good comes to me. Or I hope, you know, that whatever it is that I'm envisioning, I hope that it happens. No, I ask for help. I asked to get on stages. I've asked clients to close deals earlier than when they need to renew because I needed to hit a financial target or I was under pressure financially. I've asked for help from my coaches in between sessions, and I've had coaches for over a decade, probably 15 years. And I've asked for help between sessions, just saying, look, I'll pay for an extra session, or, you know, can I get some of your time just because I really need you right now? I've asked coaching sessions this year as well to bring coaching sessions forward. Look, I know we have this scheduled in months in advance, but I have this coming up and I'd really love to speak to you beforehand. Is it okay if we bring this month forward to this month or to that month? And most of the time it's yes, but a lot of the time it's no. But I've been living with this saying all of my life. If you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't ask, you don't get. And if you're willing to ask for help, you can take a lot more risks in your life. You can take a lot more risks in your business because you're not going at it alone. And actually, like one of my mentors said that I've relied on over the years for help and guidance and assistance and coaching and truth and accountability. Like he often says, if you're doing it alone, you're doing it wrong. So in short, you can take more risks if you're willing to ask for help, ask for investment, ask for coaching, ask for something in advance, ask for some time, ask for someone's energy, ask for someone's space in their life, right? The only stupid question is the one that is never asked, because the answer is always no. The answer is always no if you don't ask. So don't be afraid to ask. Trust in God, trust in humanity, trust in compassion, trust in kindness, rather than let your ego get in the way where you edge God out and actually block yourself from opportunities in your life because your ego and your pride is in the way of you asking for help. So don't be afraid to ask for help. It has served me so many times in my life. And to everyone that has ever helped me in my life, I love you. I thank you. I see you. I salute you. I celebrate you. I'm so grateful for you and having you be a part of my journey in both my personal and my professional life. And then the third way in which help can serve you, and that's at the end of every day, when you might feel empty, when you might feel exhausted, tired, reflect. Reflect at the end of your day on who helped you that day and who you were able to help. And you'll fill yourself up at the end of your day and you'll get that energy back. Trust me, this works. Think about who did I help today and how did that make you feel? Think about or ask yourself, who helped me? Was it a cashier that helped me, that by smiling at me picked up my mood? Was it a conversation with someone? Was it someone that called me? Was it a meeting that I got, I was able to get with someone? Who helped me today? Who helped me on my path, on my journey, in my career, in my life? And then sit with that. And as you go to sleep and you ruminate in that good merit and that good karma, let it go into your dreams. Let it go into your subconscious and then marinate in that or in those good deeds. Marinate all night as you go to sleep, rather than sitting on social media or worrying about work or worrying about this and that. And let's say, for example, your divorce or business challenge or health challenge, whatever. Whatever you go to bed with, you sleep with. Whoever you go to bed with, unless you kick them out, whoever you go to bed with, you sleep with. So what do you want to go to bed with? Go to bed with gratitude. Go to bed with appreciation. Go to bed with celebration. And think about, who did I help today? Let it put a smile on your face. Let it fill your spirit. And think about, who helped you? And then fill yourself and your heart with gratitude. And then marinate in that all day. And then hopefully over time, because whatever you practice, you get better at. Hopefully over time, you'll do this every day. And then the morning, you wake up soaked in that gratitude. And then, of course, what happens next? You want to go and help someone else. And then you go back to the first way in which help can change your life and serve your life. And that's to ask yourself at the beginning of your day, how can I help someone today? And the more you do the third one at the end of your day, the more naturally the first one is going to be or become. So I hope that's helpful and I hope that's valuable. So now to go on to what I shared before, which is just a personal share rather than having a special guest. I thought I'd share a little bit about where I am halfway into 2023. So if you don't know, in 2019, I'm kind of giving you the last chapter of my life. There's been many. In 2019, May 2019, just over 4 years ago, I was hit head on by a drunk driver, very close to death, extremely close to death. Actually, some of the doctors said to me, I don't understand how you're alive. But I've had metal pins put in my legs. I've got metal work from here up to my elbow. Pretty much 4 years later, if I hit a bag, I just feel all the metal work like vibrating up my arm. It's not ideal, but it is what it is. And I spent pretty much 3 years in recovery. I'm still not 100%, but I'm 99% of the time, I feel like a fully functional human being, or maybe 95% of the time. And I recently shared a post that in my 20s, I got into martial arts, but I never fully committed because having the life that I had growing up, I didn't want to grow up just being a victim and having a job that I didn't like. I wanted to create a life that was on my terms, living in my values, and that felt successful for me, meaning I love my life. That's what, for me, the ultimate success is, to be able to say, I love my life, I'm happy, I'm well, I'm healthy, and I'm at peace within myself because of the life that I've created for myself. So that was always my goal throughout my 20s and 30s. It still is. But because of that, I never took martial arts seriously. And, you know, whether anyone that knows me or has ever sparred or trained with me believes it or not, I believe, which is most important, that I've always had natural skills when it comes to martial arts. I've always had great feedback or great feed forward, whatever you want to call it. And I've always just found it really easy. I was always good at dancing growing up as a kid. So when you've got someone that's good at dancing, i.e. good at moving, and they're 6'3", but also super strong, even though they're super lanky, you can be a weapon. So I reflected on that, even though I just kind of did a few fights. I was trying to think of this the other day. I think I've only ever lost one fight that I've had. I've never had a street fight. I'm only talking about martial arts competitions. Because my mother taught me very well, be a gentleman and always walk away from a fight. And I was able to avoid them, even though I went through some hardcore experiences growing up as a kid, including seeing fights happen in front of me, people kicked to near death, and also saw, unfortunately, a friend or a school colleague stabbed to death in front of me. So I had a bit of a tough upbringing when it comes to hanging around certain people. But so back to martial arts, yeah, I think I've only ever lost one fight. And I was like, oh, you know, that's really amazing. Lost one, drew one, and the rest I won. So anyway, I was focused on business and career and vocation and my passion and building a life that I love. But then at 37 years old, and this feeds into the final chapter of my life. At 37 years old, 2019, as I shared right at the beginning of this episode, I review my goals at the beginning of every year. And I was turning 37. Yeah, turning 37. So I was 36 at the time. And I thought, who do I want to be this year? 1st of January, wrote up my goals, my values. And I realized that when it comes to sport, specifically martial arts, I didn't have a lot of time left if I really wanted to excel and see what I could achieve. And this, I always had this inner burning from when I first got into martial arts, starting with Muay Thai at about 26 years old, maybe 26, 27. And I always had this burning desire to just go all in, but I never did. So 37 years old, about a decade later, I'm thinking, man, my time's running out. And it's not a belief thing. It's you get slower with age. You lose power with age. You lose your VO2 max. Your ability to take in oxygen goes down with age. I mean, these are just facts. Otherwise, you'd have people fighting at 80 years old, right? You have people that break the norm. You have people that challenge the average or the status quo, if that's the right word or words. And then people that go into their early 40s are saying, but these are anomalies. These are random cases. You know, these are exceptions to the rule. And the rule is about 35, 36, 37, you start declining in fitness. So I thought, 36 years old, if I don't do something now, I'm never going to know. So I was like, right, let's go. And I made a declaration that this is going to be the year I go all in. And let me just start off with a year. Right? I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to be a world champion. Right? I'm realistic. I said, let me go all in for a year. And then let's ask, assess, and adjust at the end of the year when I reset my goals for the following year. So had a fight in January, won it by technical knockout. Had a fight in March, won it by technical knockout. Early stoppage, opponent couldn't continue. I was like, oh, this is going very well. The coach that run the second production said to me, if you do 3 or 4 like this, I'll put you up for a belt fight. And I'm like, man, let's go. This is what happens when you commit. 2 months later, May 2019, I got hit by a car, head on, broken legs, in hospital, intensive care, 2 weeks, internal surgeries, punctured lung, heart trauma, da-da-da-da-da, and the list goes on. And here I am, 2023, 4 years after that, never forgetting that, man, that was the year I said I was going to do it, and I never got the opportunity. Now I have two choices. Accept that, oh, it just didn't happen. Or challenge average and try and achieve what I wanted to achieve at 36, at 42, 41, 42. This is my birthday month. And of course, me being me, whether you call it crazy as a box of frogs, as one of my clients says, clients and friends, or whether you call it driven, or whether you call it, I don't know. I don't know what to call it. I just chose to say, you know what? I'm not done. I'm not done. So for the last few months, I've been training for a fight. Unfortunately, one hasn't come my way, even though I've been asking for it. And then last month, June, I finally had an amateur fight planned. And then I got told a few days before that there were too many fights on the night. So to be honest with you, when I finally had the fight booked with my dream, my vision, my goals, and I thought this is going to inspire people in their 40s to believe differently, to go after different things and not settle for what the world says. You know, if I can get into professional martial arts in my 40s, after being like close to death, being so physically limited, I can barely touch my toes and lots of other things. man, this is just going to be amazing. And then the fight gets canceled. And for about a day, I was just like, oh, bugger this, man. And this little voice comes in and says, oh, you know, JP, maybe it's meant to be. But what I do know is that if you try, you'll be a lot further than people that never, ever even start, that never even try. So I thought, I can't. I have a gift of health. I have the gift of mobility, sight, my senses. I can still move. You know, I might not have full mobility, full strength, full power. But what message am I sending to people that have 50% of their health and mobility, and I'm giving up at 95%? I was just like, I can't do that. There's too many people watching. So that's where I am. We now go into the second half of 2023. I'm still training. And I'm planning to fight multiple times if my body will allow it, if I don't get injured. As long if it's possible, it's going to happen. And even if it seems impossible, I will do it, because that's part of my vision, to inspire people to do what they believe is impossible. If it's what they really want, and if it's what you really want, don't not do it just because other people or Google says you can't do it or research says you can't do it. There's a lot of things in the world that never existed that people thought they couldn't do, like go to the moon or run a 4-minute mile. A 4-minute mile, is that it? Or, you know, break the 100-meter record. Until it was done. Roger Bannister, right? The 100-meter record. There's a lot of things in the world that we thought were not possible until they were done. So why not fucking be one of those people? Why not? And, you know, for me, martial arts, it's not about proving anything to anyone. It's not even proving anything to myself. Like, I've lived with this question for years. What if? What if? What if? I'm extremely reflective. I have been since I was a little kid. I felt even like in school, I would observe the school and the individuals in the school, and I would try to understand people. And why were the bullies like that? And why is that girl like that with that guy, but not like that guy? And I've lived with this question of what if, what if, what if, what if I could do this? You know, what if I could get into a serious organization and have one bout, match, fight, whatever you want to call it? What message would that send to my followers, my clients, my students, my family, maybe? To anyone that's willing to listen, to a person that is just about to give up on their life. My father took his life at 40. What happens if there's one person at 40 and they're thinking, I've failed, I'm going to take my life. And then they see a video of me just getting back into fighting after having almost all my bones broken in my body and almost losing my life, and then getting on some kind of huge stage and having it filmed and me sharing an inspirational message. What's that going to do for that person? Oh man, I'm just motivating myself filming this podcast episode. It's not about me. And at the same time, the reason why I do these things, not specifically fighting, but like I call in my book called Spiritual Fitness, you can get it on Amazon. I call it stretch goals. I always set myself stretch goals, goals that I'm not actually sure I can do. So let me be clear. Although I have confidence and certainty and belief in myself, there is a part of me that believes I'm delusional, I'm ludicrous, I'm crazy, I've lost my mind. And that's why I have to do it, because I have to see, is this just crazy, or is this actually my destiny? Is this actually one of the goals that I can tick off in my life, that at the end of my life, I can remember and my kids will talk about and my grandkids will talk about? Or do I get to the end of my life and wonder, man, what if? You'll never know until you try. You want to move countries? Move countries. You want to start martial arts in your 40s, 50s, 60s? Do it. You want to do an Ironman race? Do it. You want to start a new challenge or a new life in any way, do it. Because the alternative is to never know. To never know. And to rather die with the memories of the things that you did try, to die with the regret of the things that you didn't. And I would rather die with broken bones and memories of the things that I attacked and went for in my life than the things that I was too afraid to go after. So that's where I'm at. And I'm sharing this today for two reasons. One, I want to share my personal journey. And this has been part of my mid-year reflection. I want to start sharing more of my personal journey as in this is what I'm doing in my personal life. These are my goals. This is what's happening in my business. That particular one is very much inspired by the Gymshark story that I've followed over the last 2 years. Very inspiring of how we started at home and now it's this multi-billion dollar company. And I thought, wow, how amazing to just share all of your journey. To share the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, the ugly. I thought for the last 6 months to a year, you know, I might want to do that. And since I'm doing this martial arts journey, I thought that's really going to touch some people. And I thought I would share it. But also because another reason why I want to share it is because to hold myself accountable. I want to hold myself accountable. And I encourage my clients to do that all the time. Set public declarations. If you really want to do something, say it. And not say it to yourself, say it to the world. Speak it into existence. Because you know, watching this or listening to this, that there's stuff that you've already wanted to do in your life. And there's probably one thing that you've wanted to do, but you've never, ever done it. Why? Because you've kept it inside you and you've never told anyone. Say it, speak it, believe it, and then go after it. So what else has been going on in my life or business really over the last 6 months? I've been building a team. I took most of last year off because of the changes that I made to my life, divorce, change country, essentially changed how the world perceived me. I left a marriage. I left the UK. I became a Buddhist monk just because I wanted to experience it for a month. That's all. I wanted to know what it was like to go deep in being a student of compassion. And I wanted to be around Buddhist monks to learn everything that I can from them so that I could bring it back to my clients. And I could also keep those learnings and those lessons for myself. But a lot happened. And I think a lot of people were like, what happened to JP? You know, and it's weird, when I left the UK, I must have seen my friends list on Facebook drop about 100 people. No conversations. It was almost just like, and this isn't a woe is me. I'm observational and reflective. And I thought it was fascinating that you can move from one country to the next. And it's almost like, because you're not in the same postcode, you're not relevant anymore. So that was quite interesting. So by taking a lot of the year off, second half of the year off, I actually had someone that wanted to partner with me. I said, look, I need some time. I need to just go within myself. And I went away to the jungle, became a monk and did other things and lots of journaling and reflection and walks and runs and nature time. And towards the end of the year, I said, you know what? This thing that I've been doing for all of my adult life, coaching, it's just my obsession. I love to help people. I love to show people the path and then give them access to their best self. And to show them how they can have instantaneously in their life more inner wealth, health, and happiness, live more of their full potential, live according to their highest values, align their life, relationships, business to their highest values, and ultimately to be able to say, I'm living my best life. I love that because it's been the one thing that I've been doing my entire life, staying on that path, figuring that path out. And they've gone as far as climbing the Great Wall of China and, you know, meditating for 10,000 hours and living in silence and living with Shaolin warrior monks and becoming a Buddhist monk so that my clients don't have to. But I realized in the stillness of last year, by the way, great quote that I started sharing with my clients after ordaining as a monk. And that's, you cannot find the clarity that you want in the chaos that you're in. So get quiet, get still, slow down, even stop. And that's what I did the second half of last year. Got a lot of clarity. And then I realized, you know what? I want to keep doing this thing. but I'm going to stick to my genius, my gift, which is speaking and inspiring, whether that's coaching on stage, on social media, it's opening my mouth. That's where I'm most valuable. And I want to grow a team around me that can serve me, the vision and the mission, and the clients and the students and the followers to do it better than I've ever done. And you'll see behind me, there's branding. That's because of my team. One particular person on my team, Clive, is an absolute genius and he's become a great friend of mine. And I've also got other team and we got master coaches, and it's been such a journey. I had someone come in for 3 months as a trial and there was such a gift. You know who you are. Thank you. I couldn't have done this without you. We couldn't have built the team that we have without you. And I wish you well on your journey. It was only going to be a 3 month trial. And we decided that's exactly what it needed to be because this person, inspired by the work that I do, realized that actually they were serving me, but they weren't living their truth and their best life. So they went back to the country that they were originally from and gave it another go. Not originally from where they were beforehand, where they thought that's where their truth lay. And it's just been really amazing. And I want to thank my team for the way you've been serving our clients and our students. You know, some of our clients and students have said, look, let's be honest, your brand is unrecognizable. Some other people have said things like, you know, you guys are on fire. Another person, a serial entrepreneur, a friend of mine, mentor, almost a father figure, has said, you're more professional than you've ever been in the last 10 years that I've known you. I think it's exactly 10 years. I hope he watches this. He'll know it's him. And and it's got tricky at times. You know, I put a lot of faith in my team. You know, I've been doing this almost 20 years being a coach, 19 years. And I essentially said, right, let's break the house down of JPDV or Jean-Pierre de Villiers and let's rebuild it one brick at a time. Even, you know, everything new. You know, my name, there might be JPDV, but you don't even see Jean-Pierre de Villiers anymore because it's not about me. It's about the vision. And that's reaching people to inspire and encourage them to live their full potential. So the JPDV now stands for joy, purpose, discipline, and vision. And these are four of the many things that we bring into our clients' lives. We help them to align their life to their values so they have more joy. We show them how to find their purpose and we give them the tools to be able to align their life and their business to their purpose. We give them the tools and the skills and the accountability to have more discipline in their life so they can have the discipline and the courage and the commitment to themselves to do the work required so that they can live their vision and they can keep being inspired by their own vision for their life. And it's been really, really beautiful. Watch this space. We've got, you know, the podcast, the weekly episodes since March or February, whenever we started, is a result of the team. The weekly coaching sessions to our free Facebook group, a result of the team. The people that we've brought into our coaching mastermind has been assisted by the team. Our OTE 3 month program and the value that people get, even though I've had OTE, this 3 month online program for 4 or 5 years, the value that people are getting in now is as a result of the team. So I'm going to quote one of my mentors again, Mr. Andrew Priestley, if you're doing it alone, you're doing it wrong. Who do you have around you? Who has your back? Who's in your corner? Who's supporting you, backing you, running on the field, in the arena, and are they running in the same direction as you at the same speed towards the same goal? If not, find your people. It's still very early days, but like I said, watch this space. I'm always doing my best to align my life to my values and my truth. And part of that right now feels like sharing more of my internal journey, as in what's going on internally in my business and what's going on internally for me, like this training for this martial arts fight and why I'm doing it and the challenges that I've had. So going forward, I'm going to share more about that, both business of coaching and also my martial arts journey. I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you like our podcast, if you get value from our podcast, please do share, comment wherever you can. And most importantly, subscribe. We have an amazing guest speaker on our next episode, Catherine Rolt, who is a pain specialist, pain expert. After meeting her, being connected to her by one of my mentors, saying you really need to meet this woman, and reading some pages of her latest book. I can't remember the title. It's a long title, but it's about healing yourself through the seasons, and her previous best-selling book, The Pain Paradox. after speaking with her just on Zoom for about an hour, hour and a half, I can tell you that she's even a healer. And the understanding and the awareness that she brought to me about understanding pain and what it means, it made me feel grateful for the physical pain that I feel. It made me feel grateful for the emotional pain that I feel, because I realize that sometimes it is how connected I am to service. It's how connected I am to the world. It's how connected I am to compassion towards animals that brings pain into my life. But that's a whole nother subject. I'm very grateful to have her on the podcast. She's also going to be our guest speaker for our coaching mastermind end of July, which is our mastermind. We meet on the last Friday of every single month at the same time, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. UK time. And every single month, we have an expert speaker, as well as my team and myself coaching you to ask, assess, and adjust, and keep aligning your life, your business, and your relationships to your values so that you can live your full potential and wake up every day feeling like, you know what? I'm living my best life, and therefore I'm happy. And because I'm happy, I'm successful. Thanks again. See you next week. Take care.